Mark, on this Mother's Day morning, I don't know if you do any traveling for work and stop in to see relatives on the side, but apparently if you're a county employee in Milwaukee, you've got to fly in and out of Milwaukee's Mitchell Airport. Now, what's the deal with that? Why is he insisting? And where were they flying from?
This is just a move to try and help the city. There's a lot of talk about flying out of Chicago, compared to Milwaukee, and then the money being spent in Chicago. So the theory here is, from the county executive's point of view, that all county travel should be in and out of Milwaukee. And then he went a step further with that and said he would encourage any other agency or any business in the area to also have a policy like this. That was interesting, I thought, because obviously when you're at the county, you can do this. It's not his money. He's obviously using taxpayer money for this. But when it comes to other firms, it'd be interesting to see how they react. And what I heard throughout the week was, yes, it sounds good, and I try to fly out of Milwaukee, but sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can only find that nonstop flight out of Chicago. You can only find a much less expensive flight out of Chicago, so sometimes I fly out of Chicago. But I think it's the right idea. It sounds good, but implementing it where it's the hard thing. I think long term, we obviously want to grow Milwaukee. We want to have a strong airport. We want to add flights, because the number one thing I hear, Libby, is we need more nonstop flights. We'll see how this plays out long term. Sounds good, but actually implementing it for everybody else is going to be a little bit harder.
I want a nonstop flight to Palm Beach, because I'll tell you something. Yeah, if you ever flew into West Palm, you would never fly into Fort Lauderdale again.
I said that about Milwaukee. Think about how easy it is to fly out of Milwaukee. You can park on that third level, almost right next to the front door, which I do sometimes. Please don't tell anybody about my secret. And then I walk in, and then you walk through security. And I could leave my house in downtown Milwaukee, and I could be sitting there ready to load the plane in like 20 minutes.
Oh, absolutely.
Really easy in Milwaukee. On the other hand, it can be sometimes more expensive to fly out of Milwaukee. That's the choice you have to make.
And I've made that choice. All right, let's talk about some other Milwaukee County things where apparently, now this was a unanimous decision. A committee said that they didn't want to use any county money to fund improvements at American Family Field. First of all, can this be done unilaterally? And what does it mean in terms of trying to keep the team right here in Milwaukee?
There's going to be a lot of arguments. There's going to be a lot of things that aren't going to work well for this thing, but hopefully long term we'll figure out a plan. But this is the kind of thing where the county has said, at least this committee has now got to go through the full board. We don't want any of our money in this project. It should all come from the state. Now, on the other hand, the state is saying, well, we're thinking about getting involved, but the city and county have to ante up here and help out, just like they did for the arenas. It was a partnership between the state and the county and the city. They all had money in the game. So that's kind of what they're looking for here. So this is all about posturing, all about negotiations. The city and the county clearly want money from the state through more revenue, through a sales tax. So I think they're working that angle. I said to you probably about a month or two ago, I said, this one's going to get ugly. It's going to be like not watching how the sausage is made up in Madison. Hopefully in the next couple months, they'll figure this out, because at risk is the future of the team. They want to stay here. They have a lease through 2028. This would extend it 20 years from now. Everybody wants it to happen. But the most important question is, how is it going to happen?
Yeah, it brings a lot of money to not just the state, but to the city itself. Yeah. I can't believe they wouldn't want to keep them here. Speaking about athletes and a place for them to stay when they come into the city, I saw the photos on the website for the Milwaukee Business Journal for the Trade Hotel in the Deer District. Wow. Is that cool? You got to be there for the sneak peek, too.
Yeah, I actually went through there this week and had a dinner there on a Friday night. And it's an interesting place. It's a really nice place, Libby. It's a great addition to the city, a great addition to that area, which we've seen grow so much. I mean, to have a hotel right in the heart of that district, right across from the arena, is really cool. Inside is pretty cool, too. You're going to like this place. It's got a lot of history of Milwaukee in there in terms of how it was built. It also has some pretty cool rooms. They actually have rooms that were built specifically for athletes, because the hope is that the NBA squads will stay there. They have rooms with higher mirrors, higher showers, higher, longer beds for the athletes with patios overlooking things. And then I found a special room for you. There's a 2,300-square-foot presidential suite on the ninth floor.
When do I move in?
It's actually a couple levels. It has its own elevator, has a kitchen. It has a patio that looks to the north, has a grass roof.
Ooh.
That you can actually sit on outside and then look both south and west. And it's just luxury to the max. And I'm thinking, Libby's going to stay there a couple nights a year just because she's special.
What do you mean, just a couple nights? I mean, I think, this could, although I bet that'll get a lot of use during the RNC.
I heard through the rumor it's already full for that. And it also has something that I think is very important to Milwaukee, and that's a rooftop restaurant with outside seating.
Mm.
You know, you think about the rooftops in Milwaukee. We don't have a lot of rooftops in Milwaukee, and that's a cool thing in other cities. So it's nice to have one right in the heart of this area that's growing. I was having this conversation earlier this week, Libby, talking back to 2014 when it was just the Bradley Center. And you think about that area near there and what happened from May through October. Nothing, right? It got quiet there. There wasn't much traffic. There wasn't much activity. Now there's stuff happening there all the time with events, the restaurant, our hotel. And to have a rooftop and to be able to look out there to see that energy and activity is so important to the city. I just love to see the growth there. And now I hope to see it move north out of there. It's just really cool to see.
I want to talk about TOSA for a second, because a lot of people are a little bit upset about this proposed fee on property owners that includes businesses because they want to raise money for the roads. How are businesses particularly reacting to all that?
Not well. This is just another way for a municipality to raise money. You see it at the county with the wheel tax. The city has a wheel tax. They're looking for alternate ways to raise money for the roads. And here, this could have a real impact on some of the firms out there, whether they're retail or office. We looked at some of the retailers could pay $12,000 or $13,000 a year just on this fee, not including their taxes. So this could have a big impact on the city side. It's about roads. It's about improvement of the roads to make sure they're in good shape. But this is a step out for them and really trying to raise money. But will the residents allow it?
It'll be one to watch, won't it? Well, Mark, are you doing something special for your wife for Mother's Day?
We're heading to brunch soon at one of my new favorite spots, and that's for Loopy and Iris right here in the downtown. We're going to spend some time walking around the downtown, maybe the art museum. Just a nice day hanging out in the city, spending time with a woman who's so important in our lives, and I want to wish her a happy Mother's Day. I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. Wish all the moms out there a happy Mother's Day.
And I am so excited because today on the show, Mark, my son, my son is my co-host. So we'll...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's all today on... Wisconsin Weekend Morning News. We will talk to you again. Thanks for joining us today.
Right. Always good to be here. You have a great week.